Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the first SRPA Jubilee podcast, and probably the last, but still. I've got four wonderful guests here with me this afternoon. My name's Dr. Kisane. Rosie's already having a bit of a moment. So I've got Tom, Rosie, Evie, and Eleanor, and all four of these wonderful SRPA students have helped write some different variations of the school's history about things that have interested them. So I've invited them here today to hear a bit more about what they've done, what interested them and why, and what they think about the things that they have discovered. So, good afternoon, everyone. Is everyone okay?
Yes, thank you.
Lovely, thank you. Well, I'm going to get straight off. I'm going to ask Eleanor and Evie, what topic did you choose and what were the main findings of your research?
We chose to look at the changes of the school through past students, focusing on teachers who also attended our school, and we interviewed them, asking them about what's changed and what they see in the future of the academy.
Have you got anything to add to that, Evie?
We found a lot of them enjoyed the social aspects of the school, like interacting with their friends and stuff, which was quite interesting. And they also told us some scandalous things.
Oh, I look forward to hearing about the scandals later on. Okay. Rosie, what about you?
I focused on the assemblies, the school shows, and the World Challenge.
You also thought quite a lot about... my mind escapes me now. We'll concentrate on those for now, that's absolutely fine. And what were the main findings that you got about World Challenge and school shows?
I found that the World Challenge, it started in 2007, I'm pretty sure. And like they went to loads of places and they helped the communities and did some projects for the communities. And then about the shows, I found out that the more recent shows are a lot more
since COVID, isn't it? This is most of these shows,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Like they're a lot more popular.
Compared to
the ones that were in the shows at the start.
At the start of the school's history, you mean? Okay, lovely. And Tom, what about you?
So I focused on the history of RP10 teachers. It's quite a short history in terms of the RP people. They actually had, because they only had six teachers.
Was that a surprise to you?
Yeah, massively. I thought they were a lot more. But since 70 years, I think it is, they only had six teachers, which is much more surprising than I thought.
Why was that so surprising, do you think?
It might have been because of my own experiences with head teachers, and that when I first joined RP, Miss Reynolds at the time, she then left, so I just assumed maybe it was quite a high turnover rate in terms of head teachers, but evidently it's not really an issue of RP, at least.
Yeah, that's really quite interesting, isn't it? Who was the longest serving head teacher, do you know?
Mr. Reynolds is called. He retired in 1981, and he's actually quite interested with Mr. Reynolds because he was asked by the governors to sack one member of staff, and he got everyone into a room and asked for volunteers. No one came forward, so he volunteered himself so he wouldn't disrupt any of the lessons. Which was, I thought, quite an honourable thing to do.
Quite a selfless act,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, very selfless act, yeah.
Okay, that's fascinating. I look forward to hearing a bit more about that later. So, ladies, Eleanor and Evie, I nearly called you Rosie then. What challenges did you face in your research then? Because I know you faced quite a few, didn't you? What were they?
It was partly getting in touch with past students was quite difficult, because obviously three of the ones we interviewed... Three students who are also teachers. So that was kind of easy to get to, but then there was a few external ones that we struggled to get in touch with. But did you know anything else?
It was hard scheduling meetings that obviously teachers are very busy, and it was hard having times that fit us and them.
And also coming up with questions as well that I think were interesting was quite a difficult thing to do.
Did you find that a lot of the people gave similar answers, or were they completely different?
I think it depended on the question, really, because like for a couple of them, I think they were quite similar answers, but then a few of them that were quite different.
There were definitely trends in what's changed about the school and what aspects of the school they liked.
Okay.
There's been a lot of changes to the behaviour side of our school. And it was quite common that the past students all enjoyed the social life, and they all thought that our school provided them with like valuable social skills and good communication and things.
Did you enjoy it? Was it a topic that you'd take on again?
Definitely.
Why do you say that? What about it made it so enjoyable?
I think it's just interesting to look at, especially with teachers, because I think you always forget that teachers have lives outside of being a teacher. So like hearing what they were like at school is quite interesting, I think.
And also because it's like a place that we spend a lot of time, and having an insight into what it used to be like and what it was like for them, it was very nice to talk about.
So what was the biggest surprise in terms of, so you had a teacher in mind, you've seen that teacher, you've worked with that teacher for years, and then when you heard about their past and what they were like, are there any teachers that were like, wow, that was surprising, I didn't expect that of you? Were they hell raisers, trouble causers, or were they all perfect SRPA students, do you think?
We definitely had a troublemaker. Miss Empson was a little bit of a troublemaker at school, which was quite shocking. But I mean, it'd be shocking from any teacher, because I guess you don't see them in that light.
Mr. White claims that he's a good student, but when we did the Teams call with one of his
former students,
they didn't say the same thing.
I love the fact that he said he claimed to be a model student. Okay, that's really nice. And Rosie, what about you then? What was the most surprising aspect of your research then? What was the thing that stood out the most? What was the thing that you thought, oh, wow, I didn't really expect that?
I think
have you got anything in mind, do you think?
Not really.
Well, was it what you expected then? So when you talked about the shows, when you thought about World Challenge, was there anything about World Challenge in particular that you thought, wow, I wish I could do that, I wish someone else could think about that?
I think the thing about the World Challenge was like the places that they went to was like far away, and it seems like it'd be like fun to experience that myself. Like I would if I could, and if they still did it, I would do it.
So why don't, what happened there? Do you know what happened there in terms of why the school doesn't still do it?
I'm pretty sure it's because of COVID, and because they were meant to go the year that COVID started, but they obviously couldn't,
yeah,
because of lockdown.
And just on the World Challenge then, you've given some indication, you just said far away. Where? Give, because obviously given we don't do it, what do you mean by far away?
Like they were sometimes went to Morocco. I think they might have gone to Venezuela, I can't remember. They went to India and...
I think you said in your report, because obviously, just to jump in for a second, each of these students here that are here today, they've all written something about this as well, which we will share online as well. And you mentioned places like Nepal as well.
Yeah. They went in mountainous ranges as well, and climbed up mountains.
Kenya as well, I believe, was another place.
Yeah.
And there were lots of photos as well, aren't they? So what kind of things did they do on the World Challenge?
On the World Challenge, first off, they had to like raise the money for themselves to like actually be able to afford the stuff to do it. And whilst they were on it, they had to like cook themselves, and they helped. They like spent time with communities, and they like went, they did water activities and climbed mountains and went on hikes and saw loads of like towns and villages and the places they went to.
Sounds like quite an adventure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame we don't really do it, I guess. Tom, question for you. What did you learn anything about head teachers that surprised you? Or were they the figureheads that you imagined them to be? Or were there any that sort of stood out for one reason or another, do you think? Apart from Mr. Reynolds, which is who you just mentioned.
I wouldn't say anything surprised me massively more than what Mr. Reynolds did. I think I expected them to sort of be the role models and the leaders that, you know, Mr. Hardy represents now. And I think if you read my written, it's sort of evidence that they have been sort of the the main people within the school that's sort of the driving force in improving the school. So I think it's fair to say I expected to see a similar trend that Miss Hardy has shown.
Do you feel that they shaped the school under their headship in a particular way? Is there anyone that sort of stood out in the way that, like you say, Mr. Hardy has shaped the modern school that we have now, and the way that we respond to teaching and learning in the school is really quite pleasant? But have you ever thought about the older teachers and the way that they shaped the school under their leadership?
So Mr. McFarlane, who was head teacher during the 90s and the 2000s, I think he had probably the largest impact academically, because he introduced, or he got RP, the specialisms they have today,
okay.
So science, maths and languages, which, you know, still a big part of getting people into RP and attracting pupils. So I think in terms of academic success, he's sort of the person that's propelled RP to where it is today.
So he was one of those aspiring role models that you can think of?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. Right, I've got some even more particular questions now, so everyone's looking forward to it. You can't see, but they're smiling at me. Right, Eleanor and Evie then. If you were interviewed about your experience at SRPA by future students, so in other words, you were in the shoes of the people that you interviewed, what would you say was your lasting memory of your time here?
I think instead of a certain event or time at school, I think more just the feeling of being a part of a community, and I feel like within our school we have the opportunity to be very involved and feel like we're making a difference. And I think our time here, we've had a lot of opportunities to be a part of the school, not just in terms of education, and I think that's been a nice feeling all throughout the school, and it'd be something we look back on fondly.
So would you say then that you think it's important for students to get involved in these kind of activities because it makes their time at a school, at an institution, at a place where they spend, like you said earlier on, a lot of their time? Do you think it makes it more worthwhile for students to be involved in these things than not? Do you think that students might be missing out if they don't do the things that you have done and Evie's done and so on?
Yeah, 100%. I think it gives you more opportunities to enjoy your time here, because obviously we don't have a choice being here or not, so I think we should make the most of it and do things that interest you, and when you can get involved in activities and show who you are and what you enjoy within the school, I think it's worth it.
If you want by you.
I would probably say the same as Eleanor, but I also think there's an element of support, especially like in year 11, that like the community of us all going through the same thing together, it's like you know that you're not alone in that, and I think that that's one thing that I'll always take away from that.
The value of community more generally, do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting, isn't it? So, do you feel that there are ever any moments when you didn't feel sort of as part of that community, when there were any moments, and if so, there might not be, but if so, how did you overcome those? Did you do it personally? Did you do it as a group? Or you might not have had those issues, I don't know.
I think the feeling of community and belonging has always been present.
Yeah, I would say the same, I think.
Okay. Just for the listeners, by the way, if you can hear lots of bopping and popping, it's because people are playing tennis outside. Marvellous. So, one final question for Eleanor and Evie then. How has your own experience of the school mirrored or different from that of your interviewees then? Do you think that you follow the similar path? Do you feel like you are on a different trajectory to those that you interviewed, or can't you really tell at the moment? You're not sure, you're still very young people.
I think it's quite similar in the sense of what we've done so far, because obviously we haven't finished school yet, but a lot of people we spoke to went on to do sixth form, and it's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah, it's a pathway, thing.
Yeah, a pathway.
A pathway. Eleanor, what about you?
I think the structure of school has remained the same, that the structure we're following, like 7 to 11, 6th form, A-levels. I think it seems that the support within school has increased, and like relationships with teachers have become like stronger and like... yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think your relationships with teachers have strengthened?
Well, it could be due to the behaviour changes. There was a lot within our interviews we found that there was a lot of like students and teachers that it didn't seem very connected, and like you were going through school together, it felt quite separated from students and teachers. But I think as we've grown, like as a school, it's brought students and teachers together.
That's really interesting, isn't it, in terms of the way that education moves forward. Do you think that students benefit from that? So you've heard obviously quite a lot from previous students and about the way that they maybe, I don't know, struggled with certain aspects of school. Do you feel that you don't have those same struggles because you've developed stronger bonds with teachers, support staff, form tutors, heads of department, all of those kind of things? Do you see that as a benefit?
Yeah, I don't think the struggles that people face with schools will ever be not there, but I think there's a lot more support now within school, and we know who to go to if we need it. And I think it's made struggles a lot easier to overcome.
So if you had to give a message to students then on that theme, what would your message to any students that listen to this, what would it be?
Teachers always want to support you and listen.
And you shouldn't be afraid to ask for help if you need it, because at the end of the day, your teachers are there to help you with whatever you want.
It's nice that you've come away with it that attitude, rather than I'm not doing this podcast for you, sir. You're not my cup of tea. Tom, can I ask you a couple of questions then? If you know, what role do you think that a head teacher plays in the lifespan of a school then? And in terms of the head teachers here at SRPA, do you think that it's different to anything that you've discovered elsewhere, or do you think that the roles that they've performed have been what you would expect and perhaps what you would hope them to be?
So I think with RP's head teachers, I think each of them have at least been there for at least 9 years, apart from Mr. Hardy. And what that allows the school to do is then, you know, the head teacher offers sort of a solid basis, which then allows the school to sort of develop and grow from that. You know, the head teacher's constantly being there, they can oversee and ensure that the school is directed, you know, to the best possible way, and then the school can succeed.
And in terms of your own experience then, I was going to ask you a question about how you think the role's changed, but I think you've adequately answered that already. So in terms of your own experience and your own understanding of head teachers, how have you found the experience of school? How have you found your relationships with the teachers above you and perhaps the head teachers that have gone before?
So my year group now is the only year left that remembers Miss Renard, and I think we'd all agree that RP was a much different place before Mr. Hardy. So I'd say that Mr. Hardy's probably come in and introduced a lot more rules than there were originally and sort of developed the school into, I'd say, a much safer place. There's probably a better community feel, I'd say, as well than there was. It's less sort of division between staff and students, that's from personal experience I have. I was only sort of under Ms. Renard for 1 year, but I'd say that the school's definitely developed in a more positive way under Ms. Hardy in terms of sort of safety and perhaps sort of community.
Is that, you see that as a force for good then, I assume?
Yeah, definitely.
And so what's the biggest change then been? Because as you say, you know, there are some people here today that don't necessarily remember that. So what was the biggest change then for me from that past? Is it just that element of safety, or do you feel like the culture of the school more generally and the way that people interact, the way that the students respond to teachers, the way you mentioned rules, do you think that those rules have been for the good or the ill of the school? Or what do you think about the biggest change then that you've seen over your time here?
In terms of RP sort of culture, I'd say it's a much more respectful sort of place to be than it originally was. I think different year groups have more respect between each other than they originally did. Again, that could just be because I was in, you know, the lowest year at the school when I first joined, and you know, typically year sevens aren't the most respected year. But I do feel that there's a high level of respect between just everyone within the school.
Do you feel that's developed over Mr. Hardy's time? Do you think it was evident from day one, or do you think it's taken a while, but we're finally where, or at least definitely heading in the direction that we need to be?
I think we're heading sort of in a positive direction ever since probably Mr. Hardy's got the job as head teacher. Yeah, I think that's down to his sort of originally what seemed quite strict rules, but I think are fair in the sense that they have only benefited the school and sort of made life, I think, for younger years particularly, a lot more pleasant.
So do you think that they felt strict to begin with, but actually when you get used to them and everyone adheres to them, actually they're not unreal? unreasonable, I suppose.
I think, yeah, I mean, originally it was a bit of a shock, sort of. In year 7, sort of, there's quite a lot of leeway in terms of sort of the rules, whereas I think when we sort of came in, introduced the new rules, it was definitely a shock to the system, but you do get used to it, and I think it has helped in sort of making the school just a nicer place to be.
Thanks for that, Tom. Just finish then with Rosie. We've got two questions for our youngest member of our group today. What's the most significant change that you've seen over the school then, in terms of the things that you studied, but equally in your time here? Because your experience will obviously be different to Tom's, because you didn't understand or ever see that previous head teacher.
I think, for me, I think the community side of it, like both Tom and Evie and Eleanor have all said, has developed quite a lot, because when I first joined, it was kind of weird, because it was like...
It's a good word, weird.
A lot of, what kind of used to be like the stigma attached to year 7s is that like they used to be terrified of year 11s. But like now that I'm in the older years, it doesn't seem like that anymore. Like it seems like everybody's a lot more together and a lot less scared of each other.
Well, that fits with what Tom said. Are you suggesting that notion of that feeling of safety, of belonging, of community, and that sort of togetherness that we have now is stronger, and you feel that that is mutually supportive throughout the school? Is that the kind of things that you're getting at?
Yeah, and I think there is definitely a lot more support between both with the students and the students with the teachers. There's a lot more like ways of getting help if you need it.
Okay. I've got one final question. This was going to be for Rosie, but I've just changed my mind as we've gone along. So I'm going to ask it to all of you. When you're long gone then, which for some of you won't be that long, but when you're long gone, what would be the one thing that you would like to see happen at the school that hasn't yet, that you think, oh gosh, I wish the school could do this, or I wish this happened at the school, I'd like to see this happen in the school? What's the one thing that you think that RP could benefit from? And I keep calling it RP, but it's SRPA. But what do you think, Tom? What would you like to see in the future of the school? How do you see the school? What would you...
Yeah, I'm...
Or are you happy with the way it is? I don't know.
I think I'm not really too sure how, realistically the school could... I mean, I'm sure there's obviously expanding the school physically, allow more pupils to... But in terms of sort of how the actual school runs, I don't really know how I'd improve on that necessarily. I think it's more just the physical expansion potentially for RP.
Where would you see? Where would you like to see the physical expansion?
Sorry, now I suppose sort of where the sort of common room is outside. You could expand that side because it's quite a wide area there. Sort of make it a bit bigger there. Increase.
So you mean for in terms of class, you'd like to see more classrooms, you'd like to see more facilities, what would it be?
I think classrooms is probably the main thing at the minute, because I think a lot more people want to apply for RP nowadays. I think facility wise, RP is quite good at that. Obviously the recent opened the sixth form gym, so I think facilities aren't the major issue. I think it's more the sort of the size of school.
Physical space.
Yeah, physical space.
Yeah, as you lot get older, you get bigger. So it looks lovely when you cram you all in year 7. Oh, that's nice. But then as you get bigger, I think that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Rosie, what about you?
I feel like we could maybe have like more clubs.
Okay.
Like, there's like quite a few already, but there could be like more things, and maybe students could like make them up as with their interests, and get like teachers to help. And if people are interested in stuff, then they may... Like, we have sports clubs. We don't really have, like, clubs based on other things. So, like, that would be a good development.
So what I'm hearing here is you're volunteering to lead a club. Thanks, Rosie. And last but not least, Evie?
I think the way it's going with the changes that have happened in, say, the last 5-6 years, I think if they carry on that way, it will go very well. I also think I agree with Tom about physical expansion, but also I think a lot more people are wanting to come to the sixth form now, and I think sixth form's definitely improved. Like, there's a lot more facilities for the sixth form, and there's a lot more for us to do. So I think expanding the sixth form is a good way
And on that note, some cheering tennis from outside. Thank you all very much for your time, for your effort, and of course for your comments today. I'm sure everyone will look forward to reading what you have said. I know I am. Thanks very much. Did you want to say goodbye? Totally informal. Thanks.